You're listening to Community Matters on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Community Matters. I'm your host, John Robbins. And yesterday, if you were watching the news, saw our Jackie Palmer, our ENN Bureau reporter for Warren, was up in Jamestown seeing them dye the river green in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. So happy St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, obviously being actual St. Patrick's Day. This episode will have the interview of Brian Eckenrode and Brenda from the Warren Philharmonic talk about their concert later today, which tickets go on sale later. To tell you more of that information during this interview, so stay tuned. Thank you for tuning in to Community Matters. I've been your host, John Robbins.
Welcome back to Community Matters on Warren Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm your host, John Robbins, and welcome back to Community Matters. And we are joined by the wonderful people at the Warren Philharmonic. First of all, Brenda Schnick. She's going to talk about the workshops that prelude this concert that we'll be getting to talk about with Brian Eckenrode up here in a minute. Brian, you can probably hear him fiddling with some of the music that we'll be able to talk about in a couple of minutes. But let's first talk about this workshop. Get a quick reminder. It was on our show a couple weeks ago. Some of that information before we get into it.
Sure. So we're doing two workshops prior to our concert on March 16th. One on Friday, March 14th, from 4:30 to 6 for students. And that's going to be at the First United Methodist Church in Warren. And we would love you to sign up. The link to sign up is on our Facebook page. And if you need to contact us a different way, message us, and we will get you my email number, my email address, so you can get signed up for that workshop. And then the second one is an adult workshop the following day on the 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the same location. And that workshop is open to people who actually play stringed instruments or people who are just interested in Scottish fiddling. And all the workshops are $10. So should come out. This is going to be a really exciting opportunity to learn from a master of Scottish fiddling.
And we'll loop back again just in case anybody missed part of that information, but let's get into this concert. Fiddle Festival is what I'm told it's called. Seems interesting to me. Is, you know, kind of the person that isn't big into orchestra music, but if it's interesting to me, boy, it's going to be interesting to a lot of people. So Brian, thanks for coming on. Nice to have you back.
Nice to be back.
So let's get into it. What's this whole concert? What are you looking into it? What are you excited about?
Well, Brenda will tell you a little bit more about Melinda. She's an incredible Scottish fiddler, world champion. And so I thought it would be interesting to have something a little different for a St. Paddy's Day concert. So we're basically dealing with the sort of Highlands music, you know, the music of the Irish and Scottish. So we're going to start by doing an overture called the Deirdre Overture by John. It's based on an Irish legend, but it's composed by Maurice Whitney. Maurice Whitney, who was a composition teacher at Ithaca College many, many years ago. And we've done a lot of his stuff.
He's a good composer.
Yeah, it's very accessible. So it's, you know, it's not too difficult. So we're going to open the program with that. It has a lot of different tempo changes to it and everything. And then then after that, before the intermission, we're going to do an Irish Rhapsody number 1 by Charles V. Stanford. Now, he was an Irish composer. He was considered a romantic Irish composer. This was composed around, I think, 1902. Very romantic. But it has in the middle section, it has the London Derriere, or as people know it as, "Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling." So it features that. It's quite an extensive work, considering not many people have heard of this composer. He wrote several symphonies and many Irish rhapsodies, some operas and things like that. He was a composer, a teacher, a conductor, born born off to a very well-to-do family. So I think his parents were both musicians as well. But and it's an opportunity for the audience to hear something that they don't normally hear. I've never heard this piece before. In fact, I was talking to a composer in Buffalo not too long ago, maybe over the holidays, and I said to him, I'm doing an Irish or Scottish, you know, concert. Do you have any ideas of, like, pieces? And he's like, oh, my God, you have to try this, you know, this Irish Rhapsody number one by this Stanford guy. And I was like, I don't know this guy at all. And he's like, yeah. Well, most people think that he's British, but he actually was born in Ireland. He ended up dying in London, but his pieces are not well performed, and they're not overly performed. So it's quite a challenging piece, don't you think?
I think so.
I was going to say, I saw some of the sheet music that you printed out for me.
I don't even know what position that is. I just kind of aim up there and go. I mean, I'm literally like 2 inches from the top of the
end of the fingerboard. Yeah, I know.
I'm like, okay, I got to hit that B flat. Where is it?
It's so funny. You told me that, like, I think last night you were like, I've practiced this like every day this week.
I did. And that was the only piece I worked on this week.
Well,
every day,
if you work on that, everything else will seem very easy after. That basically, but it's a very challenging piece, and after studying it, I realized, you know, I thought, well, this is going to be a challenging, you know, concert for this orchestra, but I think we're going to pull it off. I think it's a, you know, and who's going to know, because no one knows this piece really.
And the thing that I've noticed, you know, every year that we've been doing, how many years now that you've been there, since at least 10,
at least
maybe more, but. The players who continue to come, they play better and better. So the intonation is better. People's expectations, if you hand them something hard, difficult, mm-hmm. they're not freaking out anymore. They're like, oh, we handled the Mendelssohn. And
yeah, or the Pacific 231,
exactly.
The Onager. So, you know, so I mean, challenging programs.
They don't have this feeling that they can be defeated. They just kind of like... Keep plugging away at it.
Here we go again. Yeah. I would have never have tried this piece 10 years ago.
We couldn't have done it.
I would have never. Yeah.
But it also speaks to the backyard talent that is here and what people can go to.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's not that far down the road. And this is coming up. Dates, times, once again, just in case anybody coming in for Fiddle Festival for this upcoming concert, just in case anybody is interested in going and came in a little bit late to our interview.
It's March 16th, 4 o'clock p.m. at the Holy Redeemer Roman Catholic Church. And there's pretty limited seating there, about 300. Mm-hmm. So this soloist is very famous, and we'll start selling tickets at 3. And the tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for students and seniors. And this is just a great opportunity to see Melinda Crawford for two. I mean, can I talk to her about her a little bit?
Go for it.
She's she started fiddling when she was 11 years old. So I was like, oh, wow. And she's the former U.S. national champion fiddler. She is the professor of music at Westminster College down near Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And she's also the author of A Violinist's Guide to Scottish Fiddling. She has a CD out. A friend of mine lent it to me. It's really, really interesting and really well done. And I think from the emails that I've seen going back and forth with her and the sound guy, I'm not sure if she's going to play amplified violin or electric violin. Something is going on there, because she was talking about bringing amplification and what she was going to need, and I just sent her on to our sound guy, because that is something I have no expertise in. And our sound guy's great. So Brian will talk a little more about the pieces that we're going to be doing with her. I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to be really almost halfway between a orchestra concert and a little bit of a rock concert.
Yeah, the second half is definitely based on the Scottish fiddling aspect. Also, we're opening the second half with Leroy Anderson's The Bluebells of Scotland, actually.
Yes, Amanda's favorite.
Yeah. She doesn't
like Leroy.
Yeah. I think he's charming. I think, in fact, I'm doing a festival next weekend, and I picked his Jazz Pizzicato, which is all like plucking for strings, but... But yeah, so the second half we're going to open with the Leroy Anderson, and then we're going to feature our soloists. I think the first piece we're going to do is called Fingal's Cave, Now, Fingal's Cave is a huge cave and bluff in Scotland. Have you ever seen pictures of it? It's absolutely beautiful. I saw pictures the other day. And it's
Scotland, Ireland, is it? Just the two are stunning, the pictures you get it from there.
And so this, and it's her own arrangement of this Fingal's Cave, and then also this Crown Hotel is in there too. There's several different selections in this piece. It starts out nice and slow, but then she starts to rip on this. So hang on. And so that's just for strings and soloists. But then then with the full orchestra, we're going to do. What did we do first after that? We did the
Selkie Sisters.
Selkie Sisters, which is Selkie Sisters, Breaking Morn and the Old Woman Wood, and those are Irish, Scottish fiddling tunes.
They're like reels, right? That's what they call them. Reels?
Yeah, right. Yeah. But that she did. These are her own arrangements too, which is pretty darn cool. And then we're going to end the concert with a piece called Largs. And that sounds like
The music from
what is it? I know, right? It's on the tip of our tongues. Yeah. It's like,
when you did the tune, it sounded familiar. I can't pick out.
Isn't that terrible? I was talking about it last night.
I know.
It's Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Yes. Yes, it's Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
My brain came back. it sounds like Lord of the Rings, and then it starts into this da 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 da
syncopated rhythms.
And really, we violins, like I showed you the one page that was really crazy difficult. But since she's the soloist on these three pieces, we're like nothing in these.
Yeah, the first violin part, there's not much to it.
But the wind parts and the
percussion, there's a lot of percussion.
And they are all very like on offbeats and doing unusual things to make it more interesting.
And we may get her to play her own little solo, too, just something unaccompanied.
Something we won't put on the program. Yeah, she'll just add something in. So.
Well, think about the affordability to see someone with that much talent come into Warren, not that far for anybody. So this is a great opportunity to get out and into the community for stuff like that.
And she's sharing her talent with us for 2 days, and then we're going to do a community concert on Sunday.
Truly amazing. Yeah, it's going to be great for the Warren community and everybody at the Warren Philharmonic. I mean, anything else you want to fill in about this concert, the workshops, her coming in? There's truly a lot to kind of dissect here, but I don't want to leave out anything that you are thinking about.
So we talked about the date, the time, right? March 16th, 4 o'clock, Holy Redeemer Roman Catholic Church. Tickets are $10 for adults, and they go on sale at 3 o'clock. We're really excited about it.
As you should be. This is amazing. Ever since you came up and emailed me and called me about this, this is truly an amazing event for the Warren community. And, I'm excited. Unfortunately, I am busy that weekend or else I'd be very much interested. But, man, this is awesome. This is great for the Warren community. One last time in the workshops as well. We just went over the concert, in case anybody wants to hear her knowledge.
Friday workshop for students is at the First United Methodist Church, 4:30 p.m. to 6, and that's on the 14th. And the Saturday workshop is on the 15th from 1 to 3 at the same place, First United Methodist Church.
And, Brian, before we let you go, anything you want to add? I mean, it's hard to get you on here. I love having you on. Just want to have any more input from you.
Yeah, so, our season is coming to a close here. We only have
one more concert
to go, a Mother's Day program that we will feature a soloist and an organist on. We're doing the last movement of the Sanson Organ Symphony in C minor, and that's with Hunter Peterson. And he's also going to do some vocal selections, probably some Broadway stuff.
He's an incredible singer.
Yeah, and he's getting his master's in performance in organ at in Ohio. So we're going to have him back. He's a hometown boy, and we're going to have him back as our soloist for the Mother's Day concert. And then we do another performance in the street.
It's the final Thursday of June.
The final Thursday of June. We close off. Is it 2nd Street here?
Yeah, right here.
We close off 2nd Street and bring the orchestra in and have a great time. And hopefully the weather will cooperate with us this year. And, yeah, so that's always a fun thing. We do that with the Warren Summer Music Program. It's a lot of fun.
So come out and see us.
So...
I'm always looking for an MC for that concert, too.
I'll just give you this look and let people assume. But once again, thank you. Where can they find you for more information on anything going on with the Warren Philharmonic?
Please contact us on our Facebook page.
Great. Thank you. Brenda, Brian, always a pleasure. Always love having you on and always love the laughs that we have. It's always great. So thank you so much for coming on to Community Matters.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country.